Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
We were right there, right beyond the tree.
That's Nick Harris pointing to a spot where a well-known music hall he owned, the Double Door Inn, used to sit.
It was just a great experience, and now it's gone, and it's just a memory. And the memory will live forever, I suppose.
Well, the Double Door isn't the only music venue that's closed its doors in Charlotte in the last few years. On this episode, why and where live music is still happening, stick around. That's all coming up. It's FAQ City, the podcast from WFAE, where we take a new question every episode.
So many questions. So many questions.
And explain it here. I'm Nick Delacanal. Let's begin. Today we're actually here with a member of the WFAE newsroom, Jessa O'Connor. Hey, Jessa.
Hey, Nick.
And this is actually a question that came from some people in your family, right?
Yeah. So we moved to Charlotte, 7, 8 years ago from Northern Virginia. My family's kind of a big jazz family. Well, moving to Charlotte, we realized there hasn't been a lot of live jazz and there hasn't really been a lot of live music. And that's something my family actually talks about around the dinner table quite often.
We actually want to see if we can get your mom on the line just to kind of get a better sense of why she wants this and all that.
Yeah, let's ambush her.
Are we even sure she might pick up?
We're not.
Okay, well, we'll try anyways.
She has about a 50-50 track record picking up.
Hello?
Please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Let me try calling her on my phone.
Okay, so we're going to fast forward here until we get her on the line.
This is Susan.
Hey, Mom, can you hear me?
I can.
And we introduce ourselves, and she basically says, yeah, she wants to go out and enjoy live music around Charlotte. She has a wide variety of musical interests, but it's tough to find what she wants.
I'm always looking for my kind of music live in smaller venues, and at, you know, and I'm pretty internet savvy. And some cities it's easy to find. In Charlotte, I have not been able.
Maybe you felt this too. Charlotte was never in Nashville or even in Atlanta to begin with when it came to live music. And in recent years, Charlotte has seen a handful of our already sparse music venues close down. Well, today, we're going to look at why it seems harder to find live music here in Charlotte than in other cities, and what people are doing about it. And a good place to start would be with the Double Door Inn. That was one of Charlotte's premier live music joints. It opened in 1973. Jess's mom says she actually saw a great blues band there. She loved the place. But it closed earlier this year and was demolished. Reporter Cole Del Charco has been following this story, and he's here.
Yeah, and the story of the Double Door is common in Charlotte. A lot of other local music joints have closed in the last few years. Tremont Music Hall, Amos South End, the Chop Shop, and the Excelsior Club, which had been open since the 40s. Here's Rick Thurman, formerly with Charlotte Magazine and now with Charlotte Center City Partners. He seems to think it wasn't too big a deal.
This is a constant thing. You know, I can go back to when I was in college, places like 1313 Club and Park Elevator and the Pterodactyl Club were these great music clubs where I saw, you know, really cool bands play that they have all gone away now.
But, like, come on, a lot of these places are closing down, and it does seem like more than usual in the last few years. I would want to know why.
It's hard to pin down a specific reason. That guy, Rick Thurman, says he's looking into this for Center City Partners. Now, some people have floated the idea that Charlotte is just a stuffy banking town, but he doesn't think that's it.
I think that's a lazy narrative. I really do. I think it's a tired cliche about Charlotte.
In fact, he brought up this one local band called Party Battleship.
Half of them are bankers, you know, and they've been playing in bands for 20 years. You know, just because they work at a bank doesn't mean they don't also have a creative side.
So the real culprit might not be a lack of interest in live music. Charlotte seems to have that. But maybe it's something else entirely. Every case is a little different, but one thing we've seen in other cities and in some cases here is rising urban real estate values and booming development. Older places and owners have an incentive to cash in. That was kind of the case for Nick Karras in the Double Door. I talked with him at the spot where his venue used to stand, near an old pecan tree that's now just a stump. It's the first time he's been back since the place was torn down.
I knew eventually they would come across the street.
He's talking about Central Piedmont Community College. The college had its eye on expanding in the Elizabeth area and around Charlotte. Karras knew it was just a matter of time before they came for his spot. And when they finally asked, he said yes.
We were unfortunately forced to get out of the way of progress and for Central Piedmont Community College.
Finances had been tight, which is typical for smaller venues. And if he's being completely honest, he didn't think the venue would last as long as it did.
43 years. I mean, I just kept watching people open 10, 15 years close. I mean, something happened, you know, revitalization, moving. And so we really, if you want to think about locations in Charlotte and who's been able to stay in one place, we were very fortunate to be here that long.
Well, coming up, if live music venues are closing, what happens to the music?
And just as mom, we will have an answer. That's ahead after this short break. Hey folks, if you're looking to learn more about local music in Charlotte, check out our sister podcast, Amplifier. Every weekday this September, host Joni Deutsch has released a new conversation with a local musician from across the musical spectrum. Even Hope Nichols, who was on this podcast a while ago asking about cankerworms, she's now on the Amplifier podcast talking about her band, It's Snakes. Crazy. Check out Amplifier wherever you get podcasts. We'll be right back.
Sarah Brigham, owner of Sycamore Brewing. So we have live music every weekend. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday have bands from Charlotte as well as the Carolinas. I think live music brings so much energy to a space. It's fun, people enjoy it, and it really helps improve the vibe. A lot of the breweries and bottle shops in town have started bringing in more and more local bands, which is fantastic. Charlotte's becoming more of a music city, and you know, we're happy to be a part of that.
Should we go take a listen?
Let's do it.
Hey, we're gonna play another original song, if that's cool.
I was in love once, then I learned how to sing. I stayed in Carolina, and she got a ring.
That's local band Tin 4 playing at Sycamore Brewery, which is one of a number of new, non-traditional music venues hosting local bands. Venues like the Whitewater Center, Mecklenburg County Parks, and so many new breweries.
And the challenge now, though, is to help Charlottians find out where and when this is all happening. For some non-traditional venues, finding out about music like this could be as easy as following your favorite brewery on Instagram. But if you don't want to keep up with dozens of accounts on social media, Charlotte Center City Partners is hoping to make things easier. Rick Thurmond, who we heard from earlier, is working with a team on a citywide initiative to grow live music in Charlotte, both in traditional and non-traditional venues. And one of the first things they've done...
We created a website called MusicEverywhereCLT.com, and the goal is to be a comprehensive resource for live music in Charlotte shows, from open mic to Justin Timberlake and everything in between.
And they've also been meeting with local musicians and venue owners to find out how to support what we already have and nurture new talent.
We want to create jobs. We want to attract talent here. And we also want to help cultivate an asset of which all of Charlotte can be proud.
I support that 100%.
So back now to Jess's mom, Susan.
I just think that would be a really positive plus thing for Charlotte.
So look out, Nashville. Charlotte's coming for you. Well, that's it for this week. Special thanks to Rick Thurmond, Nick Karras, Sarah Brigham from Sycamore Brewing, and the two bands that played at the brewery, The Settlement and Tin 4. Also, if you're interested in discovering more of Charlotte's local music scene, you have to check out our sister podcast, Amplifier, with Joni Deutsch. Every weekday this month, there's been a new episode with a new local musician. Check them all out at wfae.org/amplifier. And if you've got a question about Charlotte, or anything really, send it our way. You can submit at wfae.org/FAQCity, and we may just find an answer on an upcoming episode. Until next time, I'm Nick Delacnow.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at BojanglesBiscuits.com.